woman yon at the brick house.
I take her to the doctor out your room. And I brought her back. And I was in that car there. I wait till she could make it to the door even before I drive off, being sick. You know. When she got to the door and went to unlock it, I reckon got the door she left open on my side. She up there now. You like so. I reached at the door and there was a pocket handkerchief, a little small pocket handkerchief on the ground. She done dropped with a knot in it. Before I called her, I'm tired tonight, and it was a $20 bill. I said, wait before you go in the house. So she stood there till I got to the door. Talk with her about it. I said, look here, ain't this your handkerchief? I said, I done untied it, it's a $20 bill, ain't this your handkerchief? She said, boy, you want another $100. Huh. I'm going to show you something happened. Now she up there, you asked her. She said, you want another $100, thank you. She had to go back, I think, something like 8 or 10 days after that. So I took her back to the sitting room, waiting until the doctor come. And got her in, got her seated. Then I went out with some men, was talking. I talked, long as you've been out here with me. And they got scared out there. I said, I believe I'll go in the sitting room. She's in that bunch. So I went in the sitting room. Boy, they was, and wasn't the one chair white in color was in there. There's one chair in there. There wasn't nobody in. So, but I had to ask a woman to excuse me to get it from around her. When I went to move it like this, the back leg was sitting on the $20 bill in one piece. So I got it from under there and put it right up in my shirt pocket like that. And then moved the chair around while I could sit down. I've shared tales about that since that happened. Being honest and give her plenty. Then I get plenty the next time when I carry out there. I ain't heard nobody complain about they lost it. The back chair sitting on. And then 30 head of people sitting in the sitting room, they ain't seen it. And it was the only chair that was vacant. Well, what do you think of that? That must have been the works of God, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Look at some more orders. I sit out there as long as you've been here after I enter her in there. With some company that brought more people, just in common sense. And they got scared and I was in there watching. The patient was.
Yeah.
And the chair I went to sit in was sitting on a $20 bill with no, well, it wasn't even nothing. The fold of it, fold up mighty small, though. About his, the brief of it wasn't no more than that wide. And the chair back leg was sitting on what I had to sit on. I never did hear anybody complain that about it that day, you know. Of course, I didn't advertise them. I just put it in my pocket. Because I figured I was just getting some blessing back for what I done.
I wouldn't doubt it.
This was the way God fixed it. We got people who don't think it's a God. They think this world come here by it. Just come here in existence. But everything is too plain here. Then the sun rises every morning in the east. Go down. In the West, don't never get out of fix. Be liquor like this other fish.
You got it.
See what I'm talking about? Something happened with me 2 months ago right here by myself in this house. You may think I'm just talking. To hear myself talk. I was here by myself. For 2 days, I never had no, what's called a U-rally. I never had that, but people, all my brothers and can't hardly walk with it. But I never have had it. And took with something like that in this knee and this hip bone. I'm going to show you something. It weighed me 2 days. So I come here early in the evening one night and went to bed. And laying flat on my back. Here in my bed. That thing hurt me so bad. I asked the Lord, I went in prayer and asked him to move this out of my hip, my knee. I begged him to move this night out of there. So I woke up about 3 o'clock. And I've got these words, dancing judgment. I woke up about 3 o'clock and I thought about it.